Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Great to be here with you again this Sunday. Good morning to all of our listeners. I want to thank CHI Memorial again for all that they're doing in this area and for the sponsorship of the show. I'm going to come back to that in just a second with some good news. Also, a big thanks to LHC Group. They're one of our sponsors. That's Louisiana Healthcare, one of our sponsors through Home Care Solutions, both Ringgold and Dalton. And we are getting a new office for the home health and hospice coming up in December. I'll keep everybody up to date on that because there will be an open house, I hope. And also, I'm just pleased to work with Heartlight Hospice. I like to talk about them when I have them back on the show sometime to educate people on the ministry that hospice does. Heartlight Hospice is out of Dalton and serves Northwest Georgia. Wonderful, wonderful company. But back to CHI Georgia for a minute. We've been having meetings again talking about the hospital, and I've been announcing the plans for a new CHI Memorial Georgia right there at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, Ringgold. Yes, Ringgold, Fort Oglethorpe area, to replace the old CHI Memorial Georgia, which went back to, you know, the old days was Hutchison and Cornerstone. So it's been other places, but we're going to build a new facility, and it's looking like that will be a fully functional functioning hospital. We had thought about other types, other models for a care center, and I'm very pleased to announce that they finally did decide it will be a full hospital. We're looking at about 60 beds, starting out at 4 ORs, a 20-bed ER, and it'll be right there connected to our building. So wonderful news, and thank you, CHI Memorial, for what you are doing. Love being a primary care doc in this area. It's a great privilege to be working here. Great company to work for, great staff. They're just wonderful. That's why U.S. News and World Report voted them as number one. I mean, they earned that. Ed, what's going on with you?
Thank you, my friend. And I'm all, you know, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, started in 1979. And I think most people have probably heard of us if you are interested in your health as far as nutrition. And I'm curious, when they build a new hospital, is it new technology is being brought in? Is it like everything's state of the art? I mean,
yeah, everything will be state of the art, okay, and new. It's not like it's going to be some odd, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek sort of place, but, okay, you know, brand new construction, new everything going in. Actually, they're going to have a build out for 6 ORs, so they're planning on growing this thing, and the ability to keep expanding if the need be. But we had someone come in from CHI out west and talk to all the community leaders, talk to all of us at CHI, especially the people working in Northwest Georgia, to see what we really wanted. And they actually listen. They listen to the community and the community leaders, the government. And we have great support from not only us, but the entire community. But no, brand new hospital, new rooms. And I will tell you this, if you've not been in any of the new rooms at Memorial Main down on DeSalle Avenue, have you been down there near Notre Dame High School? The new place, when they built the new hospital a few years ago, the new rooms are larger. They have sitting areas. It's just a different code for building now than it was, say, when the original hospital was built. So the rooms are larger, nicer by design. They have to be that way, but the patients are really going to like this. It's going to be a nice new facility, like you were saying, with state-of-the-art equipment.
Super. Well, I do, and I have spoke of this before. My sister had a freak accident where her dog actually broke both of her legs about a year and a half ago, and she was in one of those rooms, and it was, I was just stunned. The comfort and the difference, the way it felt, than the old school, what I thought of little closet rooms. And it was quite comfortable.
What's even nicer, I've worked at, when we were doing inpatient care, both the larger hospital and the one out in Hickson, CHI Hickson. So, which was the old North Park Hospital. And I love the feel of a community hospital, a smaller one. The smallest I've ever worked in had, gosh, I think like 10 beds down in Thompson, Georgia, when I was doing a rotation in med school. That's a little small, but you can stand in one spot and see everybody at once, so it was real convenient. But a smaller hospital gives more, I think, personal care, and the feeling is just much more home-like in a community hospital than it is in a larger facility. And there's just nothing you could do. If it's a huge hospital with 400 beds, it's going to feel like that. But a 60-bed hospital feels cozy. It actually, I think it lends to healing and communication. The nurses are closer, the doctors are closer, and there's just less confusion in the hospital. It feels good in a smaller hospital.
Well, I like your statement that it lends itself to better healing, because I do, and I've convinced after 41 years of, you know, hearing 100,000 plus stories of health. And I always remember the thing you always spoke about that your dad taught you, that, you know, when you finish speaking to a patient, one thing of the three things that you said he did was touch the person's patient on the shoulder. And I have actually really attempted to do that with people who are concerned, who seem to have no hope, who seem to be, you know, in a tough place. And it doesn't always mean just health. I mean, it can mean any aspect of life, people you care about, but even strangers. It is a game changer to take three of your fingers and just touch them on the shoulder. And I so appreciate that jewel of wisdom. A lady I spoke to this week has been coming in only about 5 months, and it is a she has melanoma on her face. And she's had three surgeries, and it is they basically said there's nothing else that can be done. And it is, she is really in a tough place, as you can imagine. And every single week, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. She's utilizing the best thing she can for her immune system, which to me, mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, are like a kingpin of this conversation. And I know conventional medicine, you know, doesn't really study those things, but we've had, and you and I have interviewed a guy named Jerry on here that was the expert of the United States in mushrooms. And I did an interview this week on my podcast with him called The Holistic Navigator, and it'll be posted about a week from now. I tend to, even though I'm in the world of natural medicine, I tend to forget how powerful these mushrooms are. They literally are the medicine of the earth. They never get a disease. They can fight every fungus and disease that comes their way because they've already adapted and learned how to evolve into the produce their own medicines. Well, this lady's taking a lot of mushrooms. I'm just saying, and that was her choice, but she is. But again,
that's one thing I talk to patients about. They want to know how to boost their immune system. I think Host Defense is the company.
That's it. Yeah, what a memory, man.
Yeah, that's what I recommend to patients. So I have them look into that, and I've purchased those for myself as well.
Well, and I appreciate the fact that you are so open-minded, because I looked up, before I interviewed Jerry, I looked up medicinal mushrooms and cancer on PubMed, and there's 1,760 studies just on that one topic. So we're not talking something woo-woo here. It's actually very documented. But again, going back to her, I make it a point every time she comes in, which is every week, to look at her, even though it's, you know, some people would look away, and to touch her on the shoulder. And so I thank you, Dr. Green, for putting that into my head long ago.
You know, and I was read an article last week. It was just talking about someone suffering from depression, and due to their medical problems, people just avoided them. And the person made the statement that they just felt invisible. They could walk around town and they're invisible. Nobody saw them or interacted with them. And that would be a horribly lonely existence.
It would. And, you know, sometimes hope is all a person has left. And I think you won't disagree with this. And I'm not beating up on your conventional medical system. But sometimes they tend to not give the hope that I would like to see them give. You do. I know. Big time. I wish that all
people. I'm the eternal optimist.
Well, you are. And it's not fake, and you truly can look at people and give them the hope of a better day. So I hope that other practitioners in my field and yours can always remember that.
Hope that we need to love each other, and I mean, gosh, we're taught that in so many different, let's say, faiths, but I know, you know, for Christianity, yes, love God first, then love your neighbor. I mean, that's something we're called to do, so if we don't do that, we're failing.
Yeah, failing not only in our personal life, but in our professional life. You know, this is not the military. We're not out there trying to attack enemies. And so, well, we kind of got off on a little
tangent.
Wouldn't
you love to see the government doing that?
Yeah.
That's a whole different subject, but
it
wow.
It would be. Yeah, it'd be a wow, all right. And, you know, I was a policeman early on in my career, and I was a kind policeman, I will have to say, and pat myself on the back. There were times when I could have been very, very harsh to people who were very, very harsh to me. And I don't know, I kind of took one step up and always kind of thought before I did something, which is not easy sometimes when you have the power that a police officer, especially back then, did, because we had no cameras. We were our own boss 24/7, which was good and also sometimes not so good. So guess what? It's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health and diet. We've got that plus tons more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And did you eat anywhere healthy or modest or unhealthy this week?
Oh, yeah. For me, more of the unhealthy side. So that's just too bad. Yeah. Got to go and visit Biltmore. So nobody probably regularly dines up there. But, you know, they've got a lot of good restaurants. They did a place called, I think it was the Stable Restaurant. Mm-hmm. So I will say, it's beautiful up there this time of year, and you can get there in a little over 3 hours, so it can be a day trip. And, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful place to visit, to eat. They have one meal outside, like a brunch, and then one inside for dinner. Make reservations. But they have a lot of other places. There's a thing called Antler Village, mm-hmm. so I didn't even know that was there. So a whole spot of shopping and shops. They had carolers going on. So if anybody wants to really enjoy the holiday season, head up there. There's a lot going on in Asheville. There's plenty in Chattanooga as well. We've got stuff in Nashville, Knoxville. You've got Dollywood doing things. Mm-hmm. So I don't have time to go to all of them, so I decided to check out Biltmore at Christmas. Fun place. Love other patients to go up there. Patients, listeners, anybody. I did tell a lot of patients about that, and head up there and just enjoy the sights and sounds of Christmas at Biltmore. No, I didn't eat healthy. I think I had pork chops, but they did have Brussels sprouts, so I did try to eat healthy. Had some Brussels sprouts. And dessert came with it, so I won't even tell you about that part. But they had a really good, I think it was tomato bisque. So they had a lot of, you know, really good food, but I didn't eat totally unhealthy. So I restrained myself just a little bit, except for the dessert.
I appreciate your honesty, because not everybody, you know, some people blow a lot of smoke when I say, well, Dad, you know, how'd you eat last weekend when you went on a trip? Oh, I ate good. And then I'll like, so kind of what did you eat? Then it comes out, you know.
A funny thing, a lot of times I'll share a meal, because I used to carry home a lot of food. I mean, I would just throw it in the fridge and never eat it. Mm-hmm. Technically, if you have like a hamburger, if you share the meal with mm-hmm. your partner at dinner, you just had half the fat and calories. That's kind of at first that doesn't sound right, but a lot of patients that mm-hmm. do not want to go on a particular diet, I just say, look, fix your plate, then remove 20%.
There you go.
And it's not hard to do if mm-hmm. you can just fix 20% less. You just had a 20% reduction in fat and calories, probably. It's not a great way to diet, but it's something. Mm-hmm. It's a start. And when patients don't want to follow any particular plan, I have them do that. And sometimes I practice that myself.
Now, all these little tips are so important, because some people who just throw their hands up in frustration, and so they just go for it every single meal. And I do a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and I did one on how to eat out, because I am a professional eater-outer. I just am, because I don't fix foods myself, and I do enjoy eating out. I like the company, the socialness of it, and I don't like cleaning up messes. So, you know, one of my bullet points on that is to, if you go to a new place, look on their website before you go to ensure that they actually have some choices. And then secondly, scan the menu immediately and take away anything that's fried. And that's going to usually reduce about 25% to 30% of a menu. And then take away the potatoes and the corn and the pasta. And that's when you want to be a good boy or girl, and which is should be most of the time, and then order other things, especially foods that have colors to them. And you said Brussels sprouts, and you know, often it's not so much what we eat that hurts us, it's what we're not eating. If you want to eat a pork chop, it's perfectly fine, but at least add something of value like Brussels sprouts. So good for you, man.
And a few weeks ago, I had to give a talk at a vascular conference for our good friend, Dr. Lasar, which was a lot of fun. So he has me speak at that the last couple of years. One of the interesting talks, though, was from a local cardiologist, and she was talking about the Blue Zone diet, and it's something I hadn't really heard much about. You know, one of the funny things was just reducing your amounts, but it's based on the Okinawa longevity diet, and it's just a 95% food should be plant-based. One of the things that got me thinking about that is that my youngest child one time said she eats until she's not hungry anymore, and then she stops, because I noticed she, years ago, wasn't finishing her meals. She said, well, I don't need to eat until I'm stuffed. When I'm not hungry, I stop. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people keep eating until they are full, and then you feel stuffed later, you're bloated. I mean, think, you know, with Thanksgiving meals, for instance. But if you just eat until you're simply not hungry, you're maybe not full. That's about 80% of your meal for most people, and this Blue Zone diet recommends that, and I do agree with that one. It talks about eating beans, half a cup of beans. Largest meals would be breakfast, smallest at the end of the day at dinner, and healthy nuts, and cooking most of your meals at home. We talk about, you know, if you do eat out, most people don't have your skill. You know, I do have the knowledge where I can eat healthy when I'm out if I wanted to. I just often choose not to. But cooking at home, you have so much more control, and we've talked about how inexpensive that can be. I don't remember exactly when it was, but about a year ago on one of our shows. So this Blue Zone diet, if you're not familiar with it, I would say you need to look it up and read about it. Our listeners may want to as well. It's a heart-healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely, and some of the foods we eat tend to be like drugs, so they make us want to eat more foods. One of those is artificial sweeteners. That can do it. Too many carbs too quick in the meal can actually feed your appetite. But there's an interesting thing that actually I had bought as a present to my lady friend, a Coca-Cola, because she likes Cokes. But I bought the one from Mexico that has real sugar in it instead of corn syrup. And, I mean, this person's a professional Coker. There's no doubt. She's, you know, loves Coca-Cola. And she understands, you know, modesty and, you know, not doing too much of it. But what was so interesting is that she said when she drinks a regular Coke, it's like she could keep drinking one more after the first one. It's like it feeds the addictive quality of this Coke. When she drank the Coke from Mexico with sugar in it, she could barely finish the one Coke. And it's because they do that on purpose. Coca-Cola puts high fructose corn syrup because that is almost a drug-like effect for your appetite center. Guess what? Regular sugar is not a health food, but it doesn't feed the same system within the brain that makes you want more, 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 more. So I go to Earth Fair, and or anyone can go to Earth Fair and buy the Mexican Coca-Cola. Real sugar.
Sounds like bar nuts with salt making you thirsty.
Exactly. It's almost exactly the same thing.
And we each have our own triggers. For me, if I can stay on my low-carb diet, you know, more of a keto lifestyle, especially avoiding sweets, I don't crave sweets. But once I get off of that and have a dessert, I will crave sweets for 1 to 2 weeks.
Bingo. Just like most of us at Christmas time. And that's one reason that we tend to get sicker at Christmas, because studies do show very solidly that an ingestion of a decent amount of sugar decreases the immune system for 3 hours. Well, what do we do at Christmas? We're around a lot of sick people and we eat a lot of sugar. Well, bingo. And in fact, CNN, when I brought up the health headlines today, the first four articles is every 15 minutes, someone in the U.S. dies of a drug-resistant superbug. Second article, our antibiotics are no match for superbugs, and it's a global crisis, UN report says. Third one, drug-resistant fungus is spreading. Fourth one, climate crisis might be behind the rise of mysterious superbugs, studies suggest. So
so multifactorial. So, I mean, listeners need to know that. It's not just people hear about doctors overprescribing antibiotics. Probably at some time we did, but there was also, I think I mentioned it on the air a few weeks ago, there has been the resurgence of old germs that we didn't see much because of the good stewardship of antibiotics. So really, nature finds a way to find these things no matter what we do, it seems.
Nature is going to find a way. There, you're exactly right. I don't care how well your house is sealed, eventually an ant's going to find a way to get in. And now, to me, my take is let's strengthen the robustness of our body's defenses, the same way that we would do with our military if we were in danger. So how do we do that? We do it through my methods, of course, is proper food. Food is medicine, and proper supplementation. And again,
exercise as well.
And exercise and sleep and stress management. I mean, those are the five big ones to me. I don't care how well you eat. And my demon is sleep. And if I ever fall over, kill over dead, it probably because I have too much stress from not sleeping and working 6 days a week. But, you know, I'm putting all the odds in my court as best I can. That's all we can do, people. It's not a perfect world. Life is a risk if you are living.
And you won't do perfectly on that. It's, you know, but every little bit helps, I think. I mean, it's a doctor's lifestyle is one of tons of coffee, not enough sleep, and high stress. It's just the way it is. Yeah. And I'll confess that to the listeners, but I still try to find time for spiritual health. I go to the gym. You know, try to do the best I can with my diet, but am I perfect? No. I've done that before. I've, at one point, been perfect with my diet and my exercise and my sleep, and frankly, I was miserable. I got really good as a runner, but I was miserable. There was just no fun in the life, and, you know, I think there is some room in there to, you know, that 80-20 rule we talk about. It doesn't have to be perfect on your diet. Just make small steps and improve yourself.
Yeah, but again, I have to throw in there, yeah, make small steps, but stick with it. Too many people make small steps or big steps for 2 weeks, and then they fall completely back over and over. And how many people have you seen come in the gym, you know, for a month or two, kill themselves, and then you don't see them for another year? So it's about, you know, finding the middle ground, but sticking onto that middle ground. I do speak, and I also, you know, as you know, we both spoke at the Vascular Institute. Dr. Asar and his wife, Tracy, just wonderful people to help because they believe in nutrition and foods to help people prevent disease. I mean, he's a vascular surgeon. He sees the end result of bad choices, as you do. But, you know, I talk about what my core belief is, which is what I call the core four supplement plan. And every living human over the age of, I think, 25 needs to be on omega-3, a good multivitamin, not Centrum. You have to be on a green drink or eat tons of green vegetables, hopefully organic, and you need to be on probiotics. And then lastly, vitamin D. Those will make you have a far better, robust immune system to get through this winter. And if you do get sick, usually it's far less intensity because you've built up the strength of your immune system. And so if you go to nutritionw.com, you can type in core four under the shopping, and we deliver it the next day to people. And I've got a physician now, and I'm not going to mention her name, but she is she's not really trained in at all in nutrition, because I know you guys and girls really don't get that training in medical school. Unless
they give at least an hour.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. 60 minutes. And I don't know if you were fully awake or not. You were, but most aren't. The thing is, she kind of bought into this core four plan that I have. And what she's telling patients is, I want you to go to Nutrition World and I want you to get on the core four. And she's already seen such significant changes in 3 months when people just do this core four. And the reason I did the core four, because the complexity, we have 8,500 products. Who could walk in a store like mine and even start to decide what to do? You can't fill a basket. It's ridiculous. And some people do. And I tell them not to. I mean, I'm not there to ring the register. I'm there to hopefully help people's health. But the core four at nutritionw.com, everybody needs it, people, please. And when you look at the flu epidemic, because the other article on CNN this morning, flu is getting an early start in the U.S. Have you seen it already?
Oh, we started up in, let's see, first case in August.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, yes, it's up and running.
Ooh. And it and last year this time it wasn't, if I'm remembering right, or was it?
Mine started up about August last year as well. So, okay. I think we took May and June off. And that was about it.
Okay.
So it's it seems like the flu season is getting longer and longer every year.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my imagination, but it seems worse. Thankfully, a lot of people are getting their flu shots. You know, I'm a believer in that.
I know.
And we have to, and we're really required to do that. But, you know, from my standpoint, I would recommend getting your seasonal influenza vaccination. Yes, I'm a traditional medicine doctor, so, you know, but I've thought about not doing that. Is that a good idea? I don't think it is. I think it's going to give you some protection. And the risk to me is minimal. Is there a risk of Guillain-Barré or allergic reaction? Well, yes, but the risk is very small. And for me, for, well, any medical provider, not just me, the risk of catching flu in your office is high.
Well, and it would be because you're around so many other sick people. The, you know, for me, I'm not anti. I just am suspicious. So I'll leave it at that. So let's get the body built up, number one, and then it can be the strong military force that we need to help fight through that also, along with your recommendations. Well, it's time for us to take another break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing about your nutrition with a registered dietitian here on Vital Health Radio. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we all know the holidays are right upon us. And that is a time when many of us really fall off the wagon as far as our choices of food. And we have a really great expert today, Robin Darling, a dietitian from CHI Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Robin.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we all know that, and in fact, in the second segment, Dr. Green and I talked about, and of course, I'm, you know, quite vocal after 41 years of dealing with more of a nutritionalistic view of things than conventional people have, obviously, but we're joining forces these days. I mean, I really see the bridge being built between, you know, conventional training and my kind of out there on the fringe kind of experience. But the thing is, we talked about the fact that so much goes on at the holidays where we really wake up probably in January saying, what did we do to ourselves? Because, you know, all the sugar and all the excess foods and all the kind of addictive quality foods, because, you know, I spoke about the fact that some foods actually create kind of addictive quality for more of those foods. So we ended up eating far more quantity and the quality goes down. Let's talk about that for the holidays. What are some of your experience and suggestions for people who have experienced this?
Right. Well, you say when we wake up in January. The problem really starts in about October when everybody starts buying the Halloween candy. So you buy it ahead of time and you buy it on sale and you buy your favorite candy and it doesn't get given out. So then you start eating it. So then you find yourself on the downward spiral. Now we're ready for Thanksgiving. And we just continually overeat and overeat. It takes 3,500 calories approximately to make a pound. So it's not that one meal or that one holiday function. It's the entire season that really gets to us.
I love that fact because, you are right. The Halloween season is what starts it. And, you know, some people, it doesn't start it because they do it all year long. But right. Many of us, we tend to try to do the right thing. But you're right, the Halloween, and I don't know about, you know, all your feedback from your patients, but I know I probably can guess this. I'm really, really strict about what I eat. But I remember, and I'm not married anymore, but I remember the holiday season with family. And once I started eating bad foods, I had to keep eating bad foods because they were close to me and I thought about them. I literally dreamed about them. And come January, I would stop. But it was so difficult and some people don't ever stop. So what do we do when we, you know, feel these cravings coming on and we've already made kind of a bad choice? Is there a way out of that or just what?
Well, the best part is to get started now.
Okay.
It's not Thanksgiving yet. So I have a couple of tips that tend to help people. First off, we try to tell people to only indulge in those foods that you're going to indulge in only once a year. So, for instance, when you're looking at the table full of turkey and mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese and dressing, of those foods, we can eat mashed potatoes just about every day. So we tell people, choose the foods that you would not necessarily get. I also use the big analogy to you can put anything you want to on one plate, but that doesn't mean it's a platter. It's a plate. So go fill your plate once with those foods that you want. And then when you go to the dessert table, you don't get a little sliver of this, a little slice of that, a spoonful of this. If you want something, take a small amount of your favorite food. The other thing I tell people who are setting up for the holidays is don't have the food sitting at the table.
Mm.
And if you're going to set food at the table, because as we sit around the table, you'll see one more roll and you take a bite. Mm-hmm. Or you see one more piece of pie and take a bite. So we tell people, set your buffet up and have all your foods at the buffet except for the vegetables that are non-starchy. If you want to have the turkey on the platter, that's fine. Because when people go back for seconds, I'm wanting them to go back to get more vegetables mm-hmm. or a lean protein and not all the carbohydrates. And I always tell patients, when the rolls are sitting at the table, you will sit there and continually eat the rolls and talk about all the people that didn't come to dinner. It's just kind of a habit of being in the environment. Uh-huh. And we do celebrate with food, which is okay, but you don't have to make an extreme situation.
I love that. That makes sense, doesn't it, Dr. Green?
Well, it sounds like a lot that we talk about as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about limiting the size, the amount of food you eat, portion control. So it sounds like limiting, I haven't really thought about limiting the choices, meaning if you can always get the potatoes,
yeah.
don't pick them.
Right.
Pick something you can't get any other time of the year. And that's going to be, well, the bad thing is, though, if you get a lot of that,
right.
so I would assume you still say, let's say you never ate turkey and you get turkey at Thanksgiving because you never have it any other time of the year. I just have to pick on one food. Do you still have portion control on that one?
Well, working in diabetes most of my life, I always tend to say if someone's going to go overindulge, I prefer them to overindulge in a lean protein or foods that are nutrient dense. So go for the green beans. Go for those other foods that have a lot of nutrients but not necessarily are calorically dense. So go for the greener vegetables.
That was still a new thought to avoid the common foods. Never really thought of that. I usually preach the portion control and, yes, not getting the huge piece of pie and the cake and the pudding mm-hmm. and the flan. And, yes, because, our family gatherings, you can have 10 desserts.
Exactly. So I tell people to pick their favorite and leave it at that.
Or if you have the strength, just avoid it. Ed and I were talking earlier about the fact, for myself, if I avoid dessert, I don't crave it. If I have a dessert, I'll crave for a week or two,
mm-hmm.
and I'll want more. And it's very difficult for me to stop myself. I do have decent self-control, so I can do it, but it's not that easy. And a lot of people, like you said, just keep doing after Thanksgiving. So I have to confess what I do with all my Halloween candy. I give it to our nurses, so that's probably very bad. So I'm an enabler for them, but I will tell you what, that Halloween candy goes fast after that.
Right. It does tend to do that. What I also tell patients is... And speaking to a physician, I tell patients, if there were 10 days out of the year that you were not going to eat appropriately, if your patients were going to eat correctly the other 355, would you not be happy?
Mm, very much
so.
So
I tell people, take the holiday for itself and what it is and eat appropriately on that day. I mean, eat what you want to on that day, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to the rest of the time.
Even my patients, a lot of times I'll say, if you're stable, say in your diabetes, mm-hmm. get off your diet a little bit for Christmas and birthday and Thanksgiving, maybe an anniversary dinner,
exactly.
something like that. So, yes, you can have fun sometimes. But even then, they have to be careful, especially if they're a diabetic.
Right. And I always tell people the thing we usually do after we eat a holiday meal or after we're at a gathering is everybody goes to sit down. So I always recommend people need to stay healthy and moving. It's much healthier to everybody to take a hike after the big meal instead of just sitting on the TV and watching football or go play football in the yard. The other thing I tell people is we want to enjoy. We want to celebrate. So you can have just as much food as you had in the past. But after you finish your lunch, go fix another plate, put it in the refrigerator, and then heat it up 4 to 5 hours later when it's appropriate to eat again.
I love that. What common sense advice. And, you know, we just don't always think about it. And if you are just joining us, you're listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHM Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And we're with Robin from Memorial talking to registered dietitian with some great common tips for how to survive through these holidays. Now, one thing I do, Robin, is, you know, I tend to fill my plate. I remember, you know, all the years of going to these big holiday get-togethers. And I know that, you know, because I do this 6 days a week, I've been doing it 41 years, and I'm a connoisseur of my own kind of health habits. You know, I will choose the colored vegetables. I will choose the lean turkey. I will choose the better foods to tend to fill my plate first. And then I plunk on the sweet potatoes that have a lot of sugar. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, I always limit my bread to one piece, and I may lather it with tons of butter, but I'll only have one. And then the big one for me is choosing an unsweet beverage. If I'm going to enjoy something bad for me, it's not going to be sweet liquids. It's going to be the freaking apple pies or the sweet potatoes or whatever else. I think a lot of us doom ourselves with these sweet drinks, don't you?
Yes, that's one of the things I've always told people, because working in diabetes all these years, I always told people, if you're going to give yourself 15 grams of carbohydrate is kind of how we always looked at things. Don't make it a soda. Mm-hmm. Don't make it anything else. That was the one food I always told people they had to cut out. If you want a piece of pie, fine. You want a little ice cream, fine. But don't just drink your calories. The problem is it's not going to be the one glass of sweet tea. No one only has one glass of sweet tea.
And Robin, I wonder if you've seen this.
Tea. Yeah.
You know, I've had so many diabetics and pre-diabetics, and when we're not getting control, I go through, you know, just ask them a few questions. And a lot of them are drinking sweet tea. When I say, well, I told you to cut out all of the sweets, whether they're foods or beverages, just do that one thing most of the time. Well, they go, well, I didn't know sweet tea had sugar.
Uh-huh.
And even though it's called sweet tea,
they didn't think
that blows my mind. I'm like, yes, sweet tea is sweet because it's full of sugar. So, you know, that's a staple in the South. And that was something that was hard for me to give up 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I did, but that, and then sodas later. Those are two hard things to abandon in your life.
It is. But I tell people you can slowly do it. If you have to wean yourself away, do half sweet, half unsweet. Or dilute your tea down. You can do it either way. But what we don't realize is most sweet teas in the South are probably similar. But depending on your brand of soda, there's 9 to 12 teaspoons of sugar in that can.
And like that, I try to just drink more water at those meals, at Christmas meal or Thanksgiving, water and coffee, and just keep it at that. And that does help you fill up with some water, too. You'll eat less.
Also, make the water appealing. Put it in a pitcher. Put fresh fruit in it. Make it an infused water so it gives it a little flavor, but it also looks a little bit more festive.
True.
That's a good point, because part of our enjoyment of foods is the visual and,
yes,
the of course, the smells along with the taste. Now, how many spoons of sugar is in a normal southern sweet tea in the big glass?
I would say it's probably similar to at least 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, and most, like you said, most people will have 2 glasses.
Exactly.
Some 3. So we're talking, they could be having 20 plus teaspoons.
Yes.
Of sugar.
Yes.
And so that doesn't even count their dessert that you just had.
No.
The fast acting carbs from all the breads and pastas and what. I mean, that's scary stuff.
No wonder everybody crashes later.
Yes.
That's why I say get out, get moving, get walking. And I also tell people another strange tip that y'all may not have experienced, but when you clear the table and you go to do the dishes, so many times people go, oh, there's only a little bit of this left. So they finish off what's in the dish.
Mm.
And I tell people Tupperware comes in small containers. So always make sure that you have enough containers. Send everybody home with the food so you're not left there with lots of food at your house. Buy containers to send it home with everyone.
And we were talking earlier about eating until you're not hungry anymore. That would be something to practice as well.
Yes. And there's, I tell people, there's sometimes a natural pause that you have in your meal and you put your fork down. And I read once that it's actually your mind telling you you're done before
like that
mental message ever got there.
I love that. Robin, tell people who want to learn more and maybe access your wisdom and common sense, how could they contact you?
Well, there's the Diabetes and Nutrition Center at Memorial. We deal with all types of cases. They do cholesterol, diabetes, all types of indications to have a specialized diet. And that number there is 495-7970.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I just love the fact that you obviously have so much experience that you have a game plan for people that's common sense. They don't have to fear that you're going to put handcuffs on them and all of a sudden throw them in prison, the food prison. It's something that's workable, and it is a life changer because, you know, we are all subject
big time to the foods that we choose each and every day, morning, noon, night, and the snacks in between. And to me, food is either improving your health or decreasing it. Normally, there are some neutral foods, but I think most of the time it's either a plus or a minus. You know, it's like savings for retirement. This is what's such a good investment. The return on investment of good, healthy eating habits is unlike anything in this world. And really and truly, to me, I thought of this statement this week that healthy is a new wealthy. You know, all the money in the world doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot when you're falling apart, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it costs more in the long run.
Bingo. That's right. Well, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health and having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and with my partner, Dr. Green. And we always look forward to this segment with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download the free app for Apple or Android. Today, let's start with a couple of verses. First, the words from Jesus from Luke chapter 12, verse 7. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Are you hurting today? Well, when life does knock you down, and it will, try to fall forward if you can. Jesus told us that the very hairs of our head are all numbered. Surely the God who knows the exact count of the hairs on our heads knows us very well and cares for us. He wants us to have a close relationship with Him, and He wants us to talk with Him. And we can talk with Him about anything. There are no limits. We were told a bit earlier in the verse to pray continually. In a literal sense, that's not a practical reality. But when our relationship with God is healthy and close, we think about Him often and speak to Him more often, almost continually. He's always on our minds. He desires greatly to have a close relationship with us and gave us free will to choose Him out of love for Him. He wants us to regularly ask Him for guidance and for wisdom, and for us to read His Word with a hunger and thirst for His presence. With 66 books in the Bible, we have plenty to read and study. The peace and comfort that Jesus gives in times of hardship is real and strong. It's an anchor that will hold you steady. While another source of strength and counsel in hard times may come from your family or your friends, they can go a long way in helping you cope with all those difficult times. You know, you really learn the true nature of your friends during the hard times you go through, and the godly character many show as they support you and pray for you is a refreshing reminder of the goodness you can find in your fellow man. It's still out there. If you need, there are also many wonderful Christian counselors to help guide you through these hard times. And if you thankfully aren't going through a difficult time right now, well, maybe perhaps you can be a source of comfort, counsel, strength, or hope to one of your friends. Now, Jesus taught us to show love for one another, and this is part of that calling. Live your life with a calling to love others and to accept love and help from others as well. This is one of the highest callings we have. The highest is to love God with all of our hearts and minds, soul and spirit. But the second is to love our neighbors as ourselves. Let me close with a quote from Og Mandino. Beginning today, treat everyone you meet as if they were going to be dead by midnight. Extend to them all the care, kindness, and understanding you can muster. And do it with no thought of any reward. Your life will never be the same again. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend, for a beautiful message. I have not thought of Og Mandino for 15 years. I used to read his books and had a little video, not the latest, not online, because we didn't have internet, but it was a super guy, and mm-hmm. What a great message. Thank you so much for that.
I told my nurse that when I was looking over this the other day, and she said, well, you can't do that. You can't do that all the time. You know, well, maybe not, but you can make a concerted effort when it comes to your mind to do that. And it does change your outlook for other people. It really does.
Absolutely. We seem to have this illusion that we're all going to live for 100 years, including those that we care about and love. And even the stranger at Starbucks this morning is going to die. Every single human has a moment where we're going to expire. And we don't know that it's not midnight tonight.
And it's not just people. I mean, we think, oh, I'll get together with this relative later. No, mm-hmm. Go do it now. Call them now. Text them. Whatever you have to do, do it now. You're not guaranteed one more day. I was watching an old show. You remember it's an old Tom Cruise movie, Night and Day?
No.
And they talk about someday. Someday is that day that you never get to. You're going to mm-hmm. do it someday. Mm-hmm, and at mm-hmm. the very end, they're heading off, you know, on what they had planned to do for their lives. And he goes, what day is it? He had been unconscious. And she goes, it's someday.
Ah.
So, you know, don't wait for that someday. Spend that time with your loved ones. Do what you have really been wanting to do. Don't wait. Live that life fiercely like we like to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, what a special, special message. I do want to put a plug in for, and rarely do I do this for my daughter. She has a calling for the similar thing that I do as far as nutrition, believing in the body's ability to heal itself if we nourish it. And she has started a new Facebook group because she's so into holistic health. It's called Earth Conscious Mama. She's a new mother, and she has embraced nutrition to a level that very few people do and has learned so much, has a master's degree in nutrition, and has spent her adult life fiercely studying the same things that I have. But her Facebook group is private, but it's for women who believe that we should be cleaning up our environment, cleaning up the cosmetics, the tampons, the exposure to chemicals in the household, because it is a pollutant. So there's studies that show our indoor pollution is far worse than anything you'll experience outside. Far worse. And part of that is what we put on our bodies, even perfumes, blank, blank, blank. They act as a type of hormone mimickers sometimes. That's why we have some of the diseases we have. But Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook.
Love the name.
I do too. And she's writing articles every third day. She is so caught up into this education thing. And the first three or four articles, she just started this 2 weeks ago. It is beyond belief. She has such a skill and talent. So Earth Conscious Mama, please sign up if you're a mother or want to be a mother or just a lady who wants to live a cleaner life because you believe that toxicity is causing troubles.
Out of curiosity, and there are a few patients I'm thinking of and friends that I want to share that with. So how do you do that?
You would go to Facebook and type in Earth Conscious Mama, Earth Conscious Mama, and her site will pop up. And then you apply. You just answer two questions. And as long as she knows that you're not a scammer or something, then you would be.
I was thinking as a provider, I would like to hear some of that, some of the thought, even though I'm not a mama. I would still like to learn some of that. Do you know if she'll let, if there is a man that wants to learn about this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just wanted to make sure that we can sign up for that.
You can actually tell her, hey, I know someone.
Well, she knows me, but I'm thinking other doctors will want to do it as well.
Yeah. Thank you for that. She's a special individual in my life and has affected many others at this point. And I'm hoping, of course, that she can continue the tradition of Nutrition World for far longer than I will be around. But we will see. We will see. And, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I rarely take off, Dr. Green, but I am going to be gone in about 3 or 4 weeks from my yearly kind of sabbatical getaway retreat. So that'll be the one time that I don't know. We'll find somebody to sit in this seat that can run this computer, but I'll be missing you. But I just don't want to get up because the time change is 5 hours, and it's going to be really, really, really hard.
Well, I don't expect you to do that. It'd be too hard for you to get on the radio at that time. So I fully understand. I'm sure we'll con somebody into coming in, and just like somebody helped me last week. So
that's right, because, you know, they get a free bottle of Dasani water for coming.
And who would not want that?
That's right. And if you're really good, you get two bottles. Well, now the only thing is, I hope that they're, I need to find a new partner that can be better at the clock, because Dr. Green, he seems to be slipping today. I don't know, but this is twice that he screwed up the clock. So,
and obviously it's not user error, people. It's not user error. It's so user error. It really is.
Hey, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. And website by Avalon Design Studios.
That is it. See what you get for making fun of my skills on the clock.
I deserve it. I've never stumbled like that in a year and a half. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fierce day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.